It's January 30, the day in 1966 when Prince Charles arrived in Australia to attend Geelong Grammar School.
These youngsters are 15 and Prince Charles, who is older, will help to supervise their activities.
In 1969, the Beatles famously played their last live show together on top of the Apple Building in London. And remember this classic TV theme? Yes, Kingswood Country started on this day in 1980.
And you're still smiling?
Must be wind.
Ma!
Come on, dear. Big bird.
Jan 30 birthdays. Brilliant actor, one of my favourites, Gene Hackman, is 89. He won Oscars for The French Connection and Unforgiven and deserved one for his role in Mississippi Burning.
Is that gun just for show? Or do you get to shoot people once in a while?
Aussie golf champion Jack Newton turns 69. He won the Aussie Open in 1979.
I feel like people enjoy themselves more in the surroundings of a marquee rather than a ballroom.
Drummer, singer, actor, there's little he can't do. Phil Collins is 68 and touring Australia on his Not Dead Yet tour. Christian Bale turns 45 today, best known for playing Batman in three movies.
Not who I am underneath, but what I do that defines me.
Couple of big sporting birthdays to wrap us up. Lance Buddy Franklin turns 32. The former Hawk, now Sydney Swan, has kicked over 900 goals.
Squeezing footy low, long and strong, and Buddy gets it.
And Aussie fast bowler Mitchell Starc is 28. In 2015, he bowled the fastest ball recorded in a test match at 160.4
k's. That's good fast bowling, look at that. It's broken the bat, it's smashed the corner off that. This is great test match theatre.
Some of the things we're celebrating on January 30.